Hello and welcome to The Flannel Christian with me, Brian Brooks, to find our faith in the ordinary. We are in part two of a three-part series focused on the Beatitudes. On our last episode, I shared that as a kid, I thought the Beatitudes was really two words, Beatitude. Now, as silly as that may sound, to my defense, I still don't think that that idea is that crazy of a mistake. I also shared I was inspired to talk about the Beatitudes after hearing the song Blessings by Hollow Coves. I took the verse, "There are blessings all around you. Take a step outside. Let your heart shine in a new light. See it come alive." I took that verse, and that just really made me get to a point of reflection of blessings in our life and how I thought that connected to the Beatitudes. That brings us to today's episode, is I will focus on the first four Beatitudes the best way I can. Now, in my mind, I am envisioning hundreds of people, many like me, that probably thought Beatitudes was two words, but also those kind of people that paid some kind of attention to Scripture, but not really. And I know some of you can probably relate. You know what I'm talking about. You know, the folks who kind of were exposed to the Scriptures, may have gone to synagogue here once in a while. Life probably got in the way a lot of times. And in today's world, we probably didn't make it to church on time. If you're Catholic, you might not have always fulfilled your Lenten obligations or ate fish on Fridays, and you might have accidentally snuck a hamburger in there. You know what I'm saying, right? You kind of followed the laws of the church, but you didn't. And that's what I'm envisioning, is that there's just common people that are following Jesus to listen to his word. And that's where I'm coming from when I'm taking these scriptures, I'm taking the Sermon on the Mount and these Beatitudes. I'm trying to think of who's Jesus' audience at that time. Just like who the audience would be today. Sometimes I often think, what would be Jesus would be saying 2,000 years later? What would he still be saying to the people who just do not get it? I'm thinking he'd be like, what do I need to say? How can I make it any clearer for these people? Let me break it down in the basic terms. That's where I'm coming from in my reflection on the Beatitudes today. I'm almost thinking as well as in a time where people are seeking self-care, mental health supports, and the pursuit of happiness through social media, let's really pause and transport ourselves to that hillside outside of Capernaum and reflect on Jesus' introduction to the Sermon on the Mount with those first Beatitudes. Let's come to that place of self-care, where we need to be present. We're looking for that next great self-help book on Amazon that's going to get us through our life and all of the pressures. So let's start with the first one, because the first one makes us think right out of the box. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Now, you know there are people there scratching their head going, what? So wait a minute. If I'm poor in spirit, I'm already going to be in the kingdom of God. So this is great. I'm not reading the Bible. I'm not doing the scriptures. I'm not going to church. I've already got the kingdom of God. No. This is what I think Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, look at yourself in the mirror. This is about you. This is about you as a person, because before any big change can happen, change in your own personal life has to happen first. And that's where Jesus is really coming from. And these teachings that he's going to go into the Sermon on the Mount, is really about how are we going to improve ourselves as human beings. So think, this is where we need to look in that mirror and ask ourselves, are we poor in spirit? Do we see God in our life? And when we are facing challenges, do we feel like we're going at it alone? Where is God? Do we only seek God and pray and only look for that spirit when we need it? Or do we seek other methods to find joy and happiness that are really truly not true to lifelong change? Remember, Jesus is the truth. So in this first beatitude, right? Your attitude needs to acknowledge where spirit is. If you can acknowledge that you are poor in spirit and you know what to change, then that kingdom of God is much more reachable for you. Jesus isn't saying have a poor spirit in the kingdom of God. It's those who are poor in spirit and acknowledge it. Then that kingdom of God is closer to us. The next one is almost the same. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. When do you mourn in your life? Usually, it's during those times of loss. That when something that was close to you has been taken away. Let's not take it in that literal meaning of mourning. But to put ourselves in a situation where we give up something to make room for Jesus Christ in our life. This kind of sounds like your first podcast on garage sales. Yes, a little bit of it, right? It's what do we give up? What do we mourn? What is that loss? And we replace it with God's love. And once we can mourn and give, then we will be comforted with God's blessing. Now we move into the third one here. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Wow. Another one. Now, don't these all seem contradictory? So we are, if you're poor in spirit, if you're mourning, and now if you're meek. Again, I'm thinking of Jesus' audience and what he wants to do to help us get to that kingdom of God. He wants to improve ourselves. So don't think of the earth as the earth. Think of the earth as your personal world, your life. And the meek, what do you seek in your life? Do you seek power? Do you seek all of those materialistic belongings in your life? Do you boast? The meek, being humble, making those decisions that will improve yourself for the right reasons. If you can find God in your life and knowing that you're doing things for you and in the spirit of God, your world around you, you'll be able to own it. Don't rely on other people to control your world, to own your earth. Understand yourself, believe in yourself, have confidence in yourself. Not what is on social media, what people are following you on Instagram or your Snapchats. or who liked your post on Facebook. Understand who you are. Believe in yourself, and you will inherit the earth. You will own and control your world. See where I'm going with this with Jesus? Jesus wants to make us better people and to understand that if we live in the Spirit and in His Word and follow God, we will be stronger individuals and we will be able to see things in a different way that will create a better spirit in our life, that we'll be willing to give up things and mourn things that really do not have purpose in our life, and that we will be confident in ourselves, that we'll not be influenced by outside factors. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The fourth and final beatitude that we'll discuss today. What do we hunger? What do we thirst for? What do we need in our life for that righteousness? Now, Jesus uses that word multiple times when he speaks. Is about that righteousness. What decisions do we need to make in our life? When we reflect and pause, and that is what Jesus is telling us. He's getting us ready for the lessons he's about to teach on his Sermon on the Mount. What are we missing in our life that we need to fill? What is giving us nutrition? Is it those self-help books that we need? Is it the next Google search what we need? Is it the next bottle of beer or glass of wine that we need to make ourselves feel better? What is it spiritually that we need to fill inside of us? How we view people, how we view our neighbors, and the issues of today. What lens do we take it all in on? Do we find ourselves getting angry and anxious, and we choose to continue to eat information that creates more anger and anxiety, rather than thinking about the words of Jesus Christ and going back into the scripture and say, how would Jesus want me to live? What words do I need to fill my soul with? Would it be the love and forgiveness? Is that where I need to be? So let's reflect on those four Beatitudes. Are you poor in spirit? Do you mourn? Are you meek? And do you hunger and thirst? Understand your faith and belief in God. What are you willing to give up to make room for Jesus Christ? And understand yourself that you're not alone in this world, that you do not have to go through the troubles by yourself, that Jesus Christ is there. And seek the Word to replace your hunger and your thirst as you pursue righteousness in this world. I am looking at the time, and I'm going to close this out for today. I would continue to ask people kind of go back into Matthew chapter 5 and really reflect on those Beatitudes. Just focus on those four that I read today. And focus on, again, that verse from Hollow Coves, Just, and it's so funny. It's just a song that's out there. But let's step outside of our lives right now. Step outside everything that's bothering you or is on your shoulders and is a burden. Step outside. Seek the Word. And let your heart shine in a new light. And I truly think if we let that happen, if we put everything away, I believe we will see those blessings come alive in our life. Woo! This is a long podcast today. Thanks for hanging in there with me. We've got four more, or I'm not even too sure how many Beatitudes we've got left here. I think we made it maybe halfway through. But may we all go out this week and the next in faith and peace to embrace the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us have an open mind and heart to help us and others find faith in the ordinary and see the blessings in their life.